Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. We bounced around with some barbecue last week, but now we're going back to our bread and butter of meat processing. Recently, in our bacon business newsletter, editor-in-chief Joel Cruz profiled a family-run company called RJ's Meat and Groceries out of Hudson, Wisconsin. In their 4,000-square-foot processing plant, owner Rick Reams and his employees manufacture 13 varieties of bacon, including apple cinnamon spiced, black pepper, dry cured, and short back bacon. It's a slowly processed, handcrafted product, which is why customers keep coming back. In this clip from the interview, Reams takes us through his process of finding the perfect pork product that turns into the wonderful bacon his company sells. Take a listen.
So kind of walk me through the process of kind of your approach and what you do from procurement of the product on up through, you know, through that 2.5 week process.
Yep, I'm always in constant search for the best bellies out there that I can get, as far as, you know, how thick the belly is and the consistency to fat to lean, so that my whole theory in business is I'm not here to give my customers discontinued product, you know, one-time buy that's really cheap. I build it on repeat business, and part of repeat business is making sure that they can depend on the same, you know, quality and flavor of that bacon from time to time. And it starts with a raw product. I can't buy an old sow belly and make, you know, the quality bacon that I'm looking for out of it. And so since we don't slaughter, I've got 5 different meat suppliers that I use, and I'm constantly checking out bellies from all of them to make sure that it meets our specs. And we've been fortunate that my suppliers work with me on that. And so that's you know, where it begins, is with quality of the raw meats. And once we've found that, and we've had you know, it's been a challenge with how popular bacon is. Everybody, you know, wants bacon, and so it's been a challenge to keep that. But we've, like I say, pretty fortunate with our suppliers that my salesmen look out for us on that. I prefer not to use frozen bellies, only fresh, because, no, you know, it may be great even frozen right at the packing house, but it still changes the texture of that meat slightly when it's been frozen. And so I prefer to use fresh bellies as much as I can. They'll come in, and then we will blend our salt and sugar and cures ourselves. And then they will, each belly is individually inspected as it goes into the tumbler, and then we'll season and tumble it. And once it comes out of the tumbler, then we actually, you know, a lot of places lay it down in big curing bins while I can fit six bellies into a lug. And then about every 4 days we freshen those.
Six bellies in what? I'm sorry.
In a lug.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll freshen them, meaning that we'll take and put them into a different lug, and the one that was on top gets put onto the bottom, so that nothing is you're not squeezing too much of your juices out of there, and everything gets a chance to really what's the word I'm looking for? I never pronounce it right. Equilibrate.
Yeah.
And that process, I mean, it's labor intense, but our customers appreciate it, and so to me, it's worth that time that we do. And like I say, those will sit down, depending on the thickness of the bellies, for 2 to 2.5 weeks. And then we move on to our smokehouse with them. And we use a wood pellet generator in our smokehouse. And we cook our bacon to a little bit higher temperature than what the commercial ones will be out there. And it may sacrifice a little bit on the color. Sometimes people feel you get a better color with a lower temperature, but we're happy with it, and our customers are satisfied with it too. And no liquid smoke on the products. I'm kind of a, I don't know what you'd want to say, a knucklehead purist maybe, but I just love that natural smoke from the burning wood right then. Even liquid smoke is natural. And I've had some pretty good bacons done that way, but for the flavor profile and what I'm looking for here and my customers look for is that smoke, because there's nothing like coming in the morning, I'll back up a little bit. Nothing like the flavor of that and the smell of that smoke. And so when we run our bacons, we run them overnight. Unless we absolutely have to, I don't like to run bacon during the day because of the fluctuations in the humidity, and that helps with our color also. But there's nothing like coming in the morning and you open up that smokehouse to bacon freshly smoked. And the customers, when they come walking in the store, and we have our store set up so that they can actually see our smokehouse, they can see us making these products. And therefore, then they can, the aroma gets out there too, and they say there's nothing like coming in here on the mornings when bacons or hams are finishing up out of the smokehouse.
Thanks again to Rick Reams for talking with us about his business. Make sure to check out the latest stories, including his story, in the bacon business section of meatpoultry.com. Make sure to follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram, all just searching by @meatpoultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.